Competing in sports during high school could positively affect your long-term health. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Craig Triplett, assistant professor of exercise science at Black Hills State University, examines how being active could lead to future wellness.
In addition to the physical and social benefits of sports, the potential also exists for injuries. Frequent sports injuries include knee and shoulder injuries, sprains, and lower back issues. The Functional Movement Screen, or FMS, is a screening tool used by athletic trainers and physical therapists to evaluate a person's mobility and stability to determine a potential risk for injury. We recruited 100 university students from introductory wellness classes to determine if past high school athletic experience had an impact on FMS scores. Via questionnaire, participants indicated what sports and for how many seasons they played in high school. Each participant performed the FMS, which consists of 7 physical tests. We found a statistically significant impact on university students' FMS scores related to the number of seasons they played sports in high school. Research has shown that FMS scores of 14 or less have a greater chance of injury than those scores greater than 15. We compared FMS scores above and below 14 to identify which sports in high school have the greatest impact on FMS scores. The results showed that playing basketball, football, or track increased the likelihood of university wellness students scoring more than 15 on an FMS test. Playing basketball, football, or track in high school increases FMS scores in university wellness students, which may lessen the potential injury while in college. Future research should conduct FMS testing on high school athletes, then follow them into college athletics to track these injuries.
That was Craig Triplett of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.